أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولا تعجبك أموالهم وأولادهم، إنما يريد الله أن يعذبهم بها في الدنيا وتزهق أنفسهم وهم كافرون. وإذا أنزلت سورة أن آمنوا بالله وجاهدوا مع رسوله استأذنك أولو الطول منهم وقالوا ذرنا نكن مع القاعدين. رضوا بأن يكونوا مع الخوالف وطبع على قلوبهم فهم لا يفقهون. صدق الله العظيم. To discuss ayah number 85, 86 and 87 of Surah Tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala continues discussing the munafiqun. Here the address is to our Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and the address particularly to this ummah of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam. On many occasions we will see that those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or those who oppose Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the rules and the laws of the Shariat, we find that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives them an abundance of dunya, an abundance of wealth. In ayat number 85 and similar ayat 55 of Surah At-Tawbah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala addressed this, and Allah Ta'ala said, وَلَا تُعْجِبَكَ أَمْوَالُهُمْ وَأَوْلَادُهُمْ. Let not their wealth and their children amaze you. In other words, when Allah gives an abundance, then sometimes the doubts come into our hearts that are these people really disobedient to Allah? If they are disobedient to Allah, why is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving them? Allah ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ أَن يُعَذِّبَهُمْ بِهَا فِي الدُّنْيَا. Certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala intends that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes them through that wealth in this dunya. How that happens? Two ways. The honorable author here, Allama Shabir Rahmat Uthmani rahimahumullah, in ayah number 55, he explains that one is, a person has food that is nourishing, it may be little. And one is, a person has an abundance of food, but it is poisonous. That poisonous food may seem to be very delicious, it may seem to be in abundance, but when that is consumed by that body, it is going to be harmful. Similarly, like that, the second aspect is when Allah Ta'ala gives wealth and people do not appreciate that it is from Allah, and they feel this entitlement and it had come from because of their own work, etc., then that creates heedlessness in that individual. And it is through that heedlessness of akhirat, heedlessness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that a person then becomes disobedient to Allah, and then that becomes a means of the adab of Allah Rabbul Izzat. وَتَزْهَقَ أَنفُسُهُمْ وَهُمْ كَافِرُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that their souls will depart them whilst they are in a state of kufr. This word zahaqa, yazhaqu in Arabic means to depart with a great amount of difficulty, that their souls will leave them with a great deal of difficulty, a great deal of torment that they will go through at the time of their mouth. وَإِذَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ. When a surah is revealed, some like Allama Alusi rahimahumullah and others say, it could be the surah Tawbah that Allah Ta'ala is speaking about. It could be any other surah of the Quran Sharif. Wherever Allah Ta'ala says, an aminu billah, that you bring iman in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bringing iman in Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the non-believers, for them to believe. But for the believers, an aminu billah, to bring ikhlas in that iman, sincerity in that iman, and then there should be that continuity of that iman till the day they leave this world. وَجَاهِدُوا مَعَ رَسُولِي. And the second command in this surah, or the verse, or the portion of the Quran Sharif, is that make jihad with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. اِسْتَأْذَنَكَ أُولُو الطَّوْلِ مِنْهُمْ. Then the people of Tawl, the people that have ability, capacity, they come and they seek permission from you. What is this ability and capacity? One is, they have the financial means. The other, they have the physical ability to go out and participate in the path of Allah. and fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are the ones that will come to you, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَقَالُوا ذَرْنَا نَكُمْ مَعَ الْقَاعِدِينَ. They will say, leave us, let us remain with those who sit behind, who do not go out in the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, notwithstanding the fact that they have the capacity. رَضُوا بِأَن يَكُونُوا مَعَ الْخَوَالِفِ. They are happy to be amongst the khawalif. Khawalif means those women that sit behind. They are too old, they will not go out and emerge in the path of Allah. First of all, it was not compulsory for them, but in the time of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they would go out, they would tend to the wounded, the sick, they will make preparations for meals, etc. Then there are those women that were unable to travel. They were the khawalif. These people have become like those khawalif. وَطُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. The truth of the matter is that their hearts have been sealed and they do not understand. And this is the great difficulty that man goes through, that because of our arrogance, our sins, our denial, our stubbornness, all of that, we cannot see right from wrong, we cannot differentiate right from wrong, and whatever is wrong we see as right, and whatever is right we see as wrong, and then a man's faqahat, a man's understanding is totally obliterated. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.